I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hezbollah leader Naim Qassem has restated that the Lebanese militant group will not lay down its arms. Despite Israel's misgivings, Lebanon's government insists it will disarm Hezbollah by the end of the year. Camille Melki with Heart for Lebanon says,
and all indications point to the lack of possibility to meet that deadline. And that scares all of us in Lebanon.
They see that if Lebanon's forces don't meet this objective, Israel's conflict with Hezbollah may spread to all of Lebanon in a major war. As a gospel-centered humanitarian agency, Heart for Lebanon has a pulse on its citizens and refugees. Melki says they recently celebrated 46 baptisms, showing that people are hungry for truth, plead for God's mercy, and for true peace in Christ to come to Lebanon. Then Qasr, Pakistan, is still recovering from flooding where over 3,000 villages were submerged earlier this year. Believers are especially hurting as Christian girls and women in Qasr are targeted for sexual abuse. Jason Wolford with Mission Cry says there's a lot of devastation in this area.
We wanted to come in and bring hope, and we did that in bringing boatloads of rice, food, and most importantly, the Word of God, the only thing that doesn't return void.
Mission Cry hopes to do more.
There's still a huge need there. We provided 2 weeks of food relief, rations, and literally went doorstep to doorstep. And we want to do this again.
Please pray for the believers in this area and for the ministry happening there. Pray also against predicted future flooding and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to Dare to Believe, the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the birth of a media ministry reaching millions across the Middle East. Get your free sample chapter at the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.